This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Gideon as presented in Judges 6 through 8, we discovered how God chose and prepared Gideon for overcoming the Midianites and their cohorts' threat. Now that Gideon was ready, he needed to amass an army. Judges 7 indicates that there was a substantial response, 32,000 men to be exact. God, however, told Gideon, "You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into your hands. In order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her, cut the number by letting anyone who trembles with fear about going into battle leave and go home." 22,000 men left. God told Gideon again, "There are still too many men." The next test narrowed the number to an elite 300. How could 300 men overthrow a well-armed army of 135,000? Gideon already had learned that 1 plus God is a victorious majority. Surely 301 plus God is a mighty victorious majority. It's one thing to know this intellectually, but where do you find the faith and courage to lead 300 men into battle with such overwhelming odds against you? God took the initiative and told Gideon to take one of his men with him and sneak up close to the enemy during the night. When they got close, he heard one of the enemy soldiers tell a fellow soldier a dream. His friend responded, "This can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands." Isn't it just like God to wait until we are in a desperate situation facing overwhelming odds to let us know he will be there and enable us to overcome the odds and triumph? God's presence tips the scales in our favor.